going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So well,
look at that water behind me, James.
To play.
He had
wanted,
no care in the world.
He said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. How do you know? I heard your words. I'm right
I
here.
Said Watson.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
Be nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got our guest today. We got Jimmy Drust. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm good, Dougie.
We got Jonathan Ramirez.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, J-Ram? And our first guest on Dougie and the Boys.
Season 2.
Shane McKenna.
Yo.
Shane, how are you?
Shane, no knowledge McKenna over there.
Must be nice. Shane McKenna. Well, before we get into our hot topics of the day, which is the Steelers.
In general.
We actually have a guest now.
Is it Dave?
Big Dave, what's up?
Must be nice.
Yo, Dave, there's a clock, my guy.
What's
you
up?
Know how to
yeah,
read
you're
it?
Late, man. Dude.
Yeah, you're late.
You guys are on time. That's the problem.
Oh,
what's wrong being on time?
Yeah, Arlie's on time, man.
Yeah. So we got a special guest with us today. It's Shane. So before we get
Must
into talking
nice.
About the Steelers and Russell Wilson and how I think that's a bad move for them, Jimmy Drust. Shane and I are going to the Devil Jet game again tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So far, the Devils are 2-0 when Shane attends.
Yes.
So
will they go 3-0? We'll find out. So tell us about your experience of hockey games so far.
An intense sport.
Move the mic.
That's an intense.
You were closer. Yeah, you go.
That's an intense sport. I mean, I could honestly, I wouldn't mind like watching this honestly because like I feel like football gets boring. I feel like baseball gets boring. American pastimes, so that's why I like football and baseball. But I feel like hockey's a bit of an intense sport.
Jonathan, why are you whoa-whoing for?
And then they're, like, skating on ice, too. And then they're, like, playing with checking each other with the sticks and pushing everybody against the thing.
Because baseball is one thing. Okay, sure. I agree with him on that. But football, nah, man.
Football has moments. And it's like more potent than hockey. Because, like, football, anything can happen in, like, that single moment.
Yeah.
Well, and hockey's the same way.
And like I felt like the game is continuous with hockey.
Yeah,
it's
the same thing as you could say as soccer, but like it's hockey's more thrilling than soccer is.
Yeah.
I mean, you could at me on that one.
Watching soccer is like watching.
Football's got its intensity too.
Yeah.
With like all the tackling and everybody, like everything and stuff. And
yeah.
Or the trick plays and everything like that.
All right, so let's start with the Steelers. Why do they have two quarterbacks?
Go ahead. No, Doug, say what you got to say, Doug. Go ahead.
I am saying what I got to say.
No, say everything you got put out there.
Doug, right? What do you mean why they have two quarterbacks? That is,
go ahead.
But they don't need Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. That's my point. It's completely different. It's not like having Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett.
No,
Justin Fields could be a top five quarterback in the NFL, and I personally think you're going to ruin his development by having him sit.
Nope. Let him learn behind Russell Wilson. Let him take
what does Russell Wilson have to offer? Realistically, Dave, you're laughing. I know you have something to say.
He's a veteran, and I was telling Dave about this. I was telling Dave the Steelers might go for Fields and have him as a backup. Now Dave didn't agree with that move, but I think it's a smart move. Now you have a quarterback for now in Russell Wilson and a quarterback for the future because Wilson's at the tail end of his career.
35-25.
So now you have Fields to step in after that. and under Mike Tomlin, a really good coach. Like he's very established coach, very good quarterback coach. As
but
well.
I mean, in a 6th round pick, if that was the case, I say, hey, take Daniel Jones.
No,
I think the only way it works, it pays off, is if Russell Wilson sucks.
No.
Yeah.
If Fields takes over.
Nah.
Yeah, I agree with Dave.
It could happen. I'll say that it could happen, but
I don't think that. Who knows? Happen.
So you're telling me if Wilson has a career year, they're gonna ship him out the door the following year?
They could.
No.
Then what are you gonna do with Fields? Have him sit for 2 years?
Have him play backup? Why is that
for 2 years? For two yes, years? Let's say yes. Wilson has a no.
Wilson has 2 to 3 years there. 2 to 3 years, in my opinion.
Yeah, but name backups that sat on a bench for 2 to 3 years and started the following season.
Rodgers, Love.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Rodgers, Love. Who else? Hold on, give me a second.
Alex Smith did it.
For 1 year with Patrick Mahomes.
That's still one year. Still 1 year that he sat.
But it's still
Lamar Jackson.
This is the problem. Quarterbacks don't get developed nowadays. You get thrown into the fucking fire like Zach Wilson. Look what happened.
Yeah, I get that, but
you get thrown into the fire like Justin Fields did with the Bears.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Justin Fields had no one to mold him. He had to mold himself, and he had no good head coach.
But they didn't name the starter right away.
No,
he wasn't the starter right
away. Yes, he was.
No.
Yes.
He had Trubisky or someone.
Who?
Still, they didn't throw him. I want to say they threw him in the fire.
They threw him right in the fire. He started automatically. Trubisky was the backup. He won the job in Chicago.
I think the point is that it's a waste. It's a waste of talent to sit on the Steelers bench when there's other teams out there he could have started.
If it was like Jones or Pickett or Wilson.
But how can you say that?
Fields doesn't have to learn anything. He's a good quarterback.
I think he does. I think he definitely does.
How am I wild? He's a good quarterback, and he proved it with Chicago.
But he has a lot to learn. He still has a lot to learn.
He's only been in the league for 4 years. You have a veteran that's been in the league for freaking, what, nine plus years he's been in the league for, Russell Wilson?
Yeah, and he's at the end of his career.
But still has a lot to prove. He still could play good. He dropped 26 touchdowns. That's more Kenny Pickett dropped in 2 seasons. That's more of a lot of backups now do it, or even starters do it nowadays.
I mean, for the deal
that we got for him, for Russell Wilson, $1.21 million and a 6th round for Justin Fields, it's a steal. Russell Wilson is going to help develop him.
But to name Fields a backup right away, that's like a slap in
the face. I think it's also them saying that. Well, no, it could be.
Russell Wilson passed his prime,
but it also could be fuel for him to. Hey, you're saying that. All right, I'm going to show why I should be number one. That's fuel to the fire to him. That's what probably they're doing.
So don't go out and say Wilson's number one.
Just to fuel the fire, yeah. Because now he's going to train as hard as he can to get that number one. Because
he's a system quarterback, as we all know, Russell Wilson.
You need a good system. Look what happened with Pete Carroll's system. He won the Super Bowl. And then look what happened when he went to freaking Hackett's.
Yeah, look what happened when he was in Denver. Tried to take it over. He sucked.
No, but I think Steelers is going to be a good fit for him.
But you have a better head coach than Hackett and Sean Payton.
I don't know.
Mike Tomlin dragged third stringers.
Great head coach.
Yes, but he dragged third stringers and second stringers when Ben was hurt to 500 plus playoff appearances. Now, they were first.
He's a great coach.
Yes. So you bring Russell Wilson in. Guess what? Decent quarterback. Really good head coach. What could go wrong?
Shane?
Yeah, I could be a head coach.
This guy.
Yeah, I could be a head coach. Yeah, you.
But no, saying that Russell's not gonna develop Fields is crazy to me. That you're saying that, but if Russell Wilson went to the Giants, you would be going great ball.
I would not.
Bull crap. If you got him,
I would be happy that we had Russell Wilson.
Yes.
No offensive line, with no running back. Russell Wilson needs a system. He needed Marshawn Lynch. He needed the great defense.
Did he really need Marshawn? Left and he had freaking Penny.
Yeah, he missed the playoffs. Or he went one and done.
Okay, but so
he went one and done.
Because they said that Geno's the same way, and he went one and done. Had a great season
last year.
Yeah, but still,
what happened last year? Realistically, what happened?
They went 9-8 and missed the playoffs.
Still,
because the Rams were a better team and Green Bay was a better team.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happened. Green Bay became a better team than the Rams. One short year, Rams sucked.
They have a good coach and they have a good quarterback.
Yeah, and you can say the same thing about Green Bay. But Pete Carroll's a great coach too, and look what happened.
I don't know.
Really you can't answer that question.
No, I can answer. But you say, but if Russell Wilson needs a good system.
Okay, but that's any quarterback then?
No, that's not any quarterback. Tom Brady?
Okay, what about in this league now? You think if Patrick Mahomes would be really good without Andy Reid?
Yes.
I think so.
I don't know.
So if he went to Denver or if he went to Carolina, he'll be great?
I don't know.
Irrelevant.
No, I don't think so.
If you put Mahomes at Carolina, he's gonna be great.
Wait. I got a question. Who is
Mahomes himself? Yes.
Mahomes is a different brand.
When Patrick Mahomes got to the Chiefs, was Andy Reid already the coach?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's already the coach.
Yes.
Then there's the answer.
Come on,
Shane. Thank you, Shane.
Hold on. See? You can't say that because when Tom Brady got to New England, Bill Belichick was already the head coach. And Bill Belichick he took that team to a whole nother level. But Tom Brady sooner or later surpassed him as a player. He went to Tampa Bay and he won in his first year in Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. So you can't say that about Patrick Mahomes. He could do the same exact thing.
We have to see it, though.
The quarterback, the player, that he's the leader of the team. He's the one who posts the thing. The coach is basically the manager,
Hold on. You guys say with a stacked team. What stacked team did he have last year when he won the Super Bowl?
Who?
Rice.
Patrick Mahomes.
Pacheco. Kelsey.
Kelsey.
And Mecole Hardman came back.
Okay, they did nothing. Travis Kelsey is his top guy.
Chris Jones. On the defense.
Yeah, that defense. That defense pretty much helped them get
the playoffs. They're not going to win without scoring.
Yeah, but they're going to stop.
Who carried them down that field? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but who stopped them from getting a touchdown? The defense.
But who carried them at the end of the ball?
Yeah, but if you get plenty of rest.
They're 1 yard away from losing the Super Bowl.
Travis Kelsey.
Yeah, and what happened? Travis Kelsey took over.
And
pass.
Yeah, wait. No, that play, Mahomes ran the ball to get the first down.
Okay, what happened to the other plays? They're all pass plays to Travis Kelsey down the field.
Now, what about Rob Gronkowski and Travis Kelsey? You know, who's the better quarterback in that situation?
That's tight end.
Tight end.
Two tight ends.
Okay, they're both tight ends.
If we're saying all time, Gronk and Kelsey?
I mean, because that's like they're – okay, because Gronk and what is it?
Kelsey? Travis Kelsey?
Gronk and Tom Brady are like the team, the duo that made the Patriots the iron.
That's not true.
Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelsey.
I mean,
that's not true.
You can make that comparison.
Well, no, because he also had Moss at the time too. And then
he did. But Gronk became a safety net for Brady in the later years.
Yeah, but as all tight ends, though, really, all tight ends become that safety blanket.
So how do wide receiver win MVP in the Super Bowl? And it wasn't Gronk.
Because Edelman made a impactful catches.
Edelman,
he had the most catches that game. What are you talking about?
No. He's thinking of the Falcons game. Edelman won against the Rams when it was like 13-3. He had 100-something yards.
Yeah, and who was that? Who threw the ball?
Yeah, but who won MVP that game?
But who threw the ball to Edelman?
Yeah, but how many yards he had after catch? It was always 5 yards. It was
five-yard
passes.
It was five-yard passes,
and he took it 20 yards down the field.
Gronk. You can't just say Gronk was the guy for Brady.
Yeah,
he was, though.
What was What was Gronkowski's great attribute? Yards after catch. Yeah, it could be 5 yards.
Brady could have any receiver. Just like Mahomes could have any receiver. You're acting like he has Pacheco. He has Rice. Rice isn't a top receiver.
All right, you could Mahomes
put Rice on the Giants, and Daniel Jones still won't throw him the ball.
Well, because Daniel Jones sucks.
Exactly. You need a good quarterback.
Rice wasn't playing amazing that whole regular season.
You need a good quarterback.
Travis Kelsey did not play amazing that whole regular season.
So you're going backwards.
How am I going backwards?
You also need a good system, right?
Yeah, you need to be consistent.
Yeah. So how are you going backwards? So then. I'm saying besides Brady.
But you need a good quarterback.
We also need a good system.
Mahomes would succeed anywhere.
No, he won't.
There's a difference between a system quarterback and a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes thinks on his feet. He can read a defense. System quarterbacks are going to do what they're called, what the plays are called. Russell Wilson is not a good system, a good call, play call.
He'll change the play if he sees something.
He's going to change the play because it's given. But most of the time he changes the play, it's not a good play that he changed.
But if it's a good system that he can rely on, then he's going to rely on it.
I don't think Mahomes really has an IQ like that every defense is.
What he does.
I wish we have interviews with these guys here, man.
He scrambles and then he fucking does the sidearms passes and he does the crazy passes.
But you still need a good quarterback and hopes his receivers catch the ball. You still need, but don't matter.
It does matter. You just said yourself, you need a good system
for certain quarterbacks.
And what you also need is a good O-line.
So take out Mahomes. Who else in the league right now?
Yeah, who would be if Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing NFL? Who would be like the main star quarterback?
Right,
maybe Joe Burrow. Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Not right now. No. I would probably say, but still, Lamar is probably up there. And
you need a good quarterback
and a good system
for certain quarterbacks, though.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes would make the Jets win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes would make the Giants into contenders.
You said the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Because they have Mike Williams. They have.
If they drafted him, you're missing the point.
Wait, so you're back in what? 2015?
Back in
2017. 17. Okay. Well, you have to look. My internet sucks here. You have to look of who's the Jets roster in 2017.
But it doesn't matter.
Does matter because Travis Kelce.
Yeah, but you also got to remember. Fans were bashing Patrick Mahomes as a pick for them.
Yeah. Oh.
And now he's their savior.
Yeah. Listen, I remember in that draft. I was at MetLife Stadium watching that the draft. I was like, they might have just robbed the whole draft with that pick. I even said it. And they can't say to rob them because Minnesota was supposed to grab him. They didn't grab him. I forgot who they grabbed. They grabbed like a tackle or defensive tackle, whatever they were. Kansas City fleeced that whole
thing. We're already saying the Falcons won the free agency because they got Kirk Cousins because he's a good quarterback.
Well, also they updated the offense.
I don't think it was just.
But still, you need a. Think Desmond Ridder will carry them? No,
because he had 2 years to freaking prove it, and he didn't. He had 2 years to prove it, and he didn't. Guess what?
So you need a good quarterback.
Yeah, but you also need a decent system.
But you still need a good quarterback.
Because also, you forget, it was Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith's system that didn't work. So now he's in Pittsburgh running an offense, which we forget in 2019 and 20, he ran, or 2020-21, Tennessee was number one offense. Why?
You still need a good quarterback.
Yeah, but you also need a good system.
Yeah, because.
Because
Tampa Bay had a great team before Brady there and still couldn't win a Super Bowl, but Brady gets there and they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, because.
Right?
I agree.
Kristen Wirfs. Brady brought in his quarterback as a running back. Brady also brought Gronk over. That's three main players on the offensive side.
But they still had Mike Evans. They still had Chris Godwin. They still had those top players on defense.
Yeah, but what did they call Leonard Fournette in the playoffs? Playoff Lenny.
Okay.
Because he got the most touches and the most catches.
So you're telling me.
That shit matters. All that
does matter.
But you're telling me if Mike Glennon or Blaine Gabbert was their starting quarterback, that he would have led them to the Super Bowl? No.
Yeah. So you're telling me that if any other quarterback was on the Chiefs last season, they still would have won a Super Bowl.
Daniel Jones.
Not any other quarterback. But let's
say Brock. So contradict yourself.
Oh, no. A good quarterback. Let's say Brock Purdy. Yes, they win because of the team on there. Let's say. Rodgers, yes.
You're gonna bring Brock Purdy into this. He had a phenomenal team and they still couldn't win. McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. Come on, bro.
Let's say this.
Yeah, come on, Jonathan.
Hold on. That Super Bowl that he was in, he didn't lose that game. Brock Purdy didn't lose that game.
You're missing the points Dave and I are trying to make.
But no, because it's a point.
But Jonathan's saying
they had that game at the end. They just scored at the last minute.
Jonathan's saying if Brock Purdy...
San Francisco was up, and then...
No, hold on. Jonathan's saying if Brock Purdy was on the Chiefs team last season, they would have won a Super Bowl. No, they had a better team than the Chiefs last season, and they still couldn't win the Super Bowl.
Bro, Brock, they just getting to the Super Bowl is hard in itself.
Because the Eagles played them last year.
I don't understand why people keep
backing Brock Purdy. The Eagles were up, and then they got it in the second quarter.
He's a good quarterback. Just getting
yes, because
Bowl,
he has good players around him.
Because what happens? Second half adjustments. They're going at it already. Holy shit. Yo, why this can't be live? God damn it.
You got Kelce over there. You got Pacheco who started doing good in the playoffs. You got Rice who picked up in the playoffs.
Because of Patrick Mahomes. Come on, bro. Brock Purdy had Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, a great defense, and they still couldn't win a Super Bowl. Come on.
Don't forget about George Kittle.
George Kittle.
and Chiefs also had Taylor Swift. Like, come on, bro. Like, because
Taylor Swift was on the field.
They wanted to win because of Taylor Swift. They rigged that game, man.
Bro, it's hard to get to
the Super Bowl. They need Travis Kelce to give Taylor Swift the Super Bowl ring and when he proposes one day.
It's hard to.
I would
honestly,
dude. They needed. They needed.
A little bit more crazy. They're gonna be yelling at each other tomorrow on the phone. You're wrong about this, yeah.
But I want to get back to Jonathan. You said any other quarterback, but don't name Rodgers and Purdy.
Okay.
I didn't say any other. I say a good quarterback. Quarterback.
All right.
So name one. Ryan Tannehill.
I gave you one, but obviously that's not a good one. Then, so I don't know. I don't know who's ever good to
Lamar
you.
Lamar Jackson.
My opinion doesn't matter.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Kansas City.
Put Lamar Jackson in Kansas City.
Lamar Jackson. Joe Burrow.
Not a system quarterback. Not a system quarterback.
All right, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Joe Hill. Burrow. Well, Joe
not
Burrow,
a system quarterback.
I don't understand what this whole system quarterback shit is, to be honest, because nowadays quarterbacks are scramblers. The younger guys are scramblers. It's not really about reading defenses more or less. It's, they fucking scramble, run around, and make something happen. Wait for the receivers to run around.
He's not wrong.
Outrun the
He's
the
not wrong.
I know they run a lot.
Or come back in.
What are you, Seal?
On the route, do some OBJ shit. And catch the ball. That's what it is nowadays. This whole thing with system.
No, it's not. It's about reading defense, calling audibles.
Mahomes doesn't do that. He scrambles.
Yes, he does.
He scrambles.
Mahomes does scramble a lot, though.
They scramble a lot. They don't really
call
audibles. Peyton Manning did that. Tom Brady did that. Those guys are really good.
I'll say this. Peyton Manning did not scramble a lot. Peyton Manning didn't. He was always in the pocket. He would take a hit if he had to.
Because those guys, they weren't system quarterbacks, but those guys were really mind guys. Like, they were high IQ guys because they were pocket QBs. Pocket QBs are the ones that really have to call the audibles because they're not scrambling. They're not running around the field waiting for some shit to happen.
Because they'll set up the protection right there and then.
Exactly. Yeah. Mahomes, scrambler. Hurts does it, too. He runs on his feet sometimes.
Herbert scrambles a lot.
Herbert, same thing.
Justin Fields. Jalen Hurts. Big scrambler.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you,
Russell Wilson sits in the pocket. Jalen Hurts sits in the pocket. Tua Tagovailoa sits in the pocket.
Yeah, no, Jalen Hurts isn't in the pocket. He's usually out of the pocket.
He sits in the pocket, bro.
No, he runs a lot.
The only time he moves
around.
Forward is when they do the tush push. Come on.
No, Tua always runs around.
Nah, Tua sits in the pocket. But,
Tua sits in the pocket. I agree with
Hill, though. He has Hill. And look.
Joe Burrow sits in the pocket.
System quarterback. He's not doing anything by himself.
I don't think Mahomes is doing that much by himself either. You have Kelce. You have a really good receiver. That's your safety blanket right there. He wasn't doing much during the regular season. These guys are stepping up in the playoffs.
All I've heard was Patrick Mahomes. All he's got is Travis Kelce. But now all of a sudden he's got Rice. He's got Pacheco.
In the playoffs.
During because season, he made those players better.
But during the season, who was a 1,000-yard receiver? Kelce. Kelce had a 1,000.
Kelce wasn't. No, he was not a 1,000.
No, he wasn't. Yards. Last season, he wasn't.
No one on Kansas City was 1,000 yards receiving.
No, I think he was short.
He was like 8 or 9. Hold on, I could hopefully.
I tell you one thing. I can't wait for us to be outside live. It's gonna be exciting.
He was supposed to get in the center for 1,000 yards, and I think he was just
give me a minute. Like, I'm trying to find it.
80 or 90 yards or some shit. But he was close. He was right there.
I don't know.
I can find it. Give me a minute.
Must be nice.
We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have some.
All right, Jonathan is right. He had 984 yards.
Yeah, he was short on the incentive. It was great.
He was short by, you could say, 16 yards.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to discuss some Major League Baseball. We have much more to get to. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, or role models you may not want, but you may just need. Shane, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for
Shane, thoughts?
Us. Any thoughts of Dougie and the Boys?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like what you guys are arguing, dude.
It needs to be more personal.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
Yes, I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got Jimmy Drush. Jimmy, how are you?
Good guy B.
We got Jonathan Ramirez.
I'm pissed still.
Shane McKenna.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then we got Big Dave. Must be nice. So, guys, what do you think about Shohei Ohtani? His interpreter got fired today for, like, theft?
Yeah. So, I was watching somebody's post, and they said it was theft for, like, $4.5 million.
Jesus
Christ.
But somebody's saying that what happened was that they owed money to a bookie or something, and Shohei Ohtani wire transferred the money to somebody. Well, Ohtani's account had transferred the money to the person. And people are saying the only way the money could get transferred is if Ohtani approved it. So was it really theft or not?
Or is it a real reason to probably get rid of that, his transfer?
I think that's a gray area.
Yeah.
I think the interpreter had a gambling problem. Yeah. Ohtani paid his debt off and said, listen, I've been with you for so long. I'm going to pay this off for you, but after this, we're done.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get on to the season. I find it weird how they're playing Major League Baseball regular season games in South Korea, but over here in the States, we still have spring training.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Wait, what? Those two Dodger-Padre games.
Yeah, they were in-season games?
They're regular season games. Opening day isn't until next Thursday. So they still have spring training games to go, but the Dodgers and Padres are already two games in.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
Makes no sense to me.
I don't know.
So are they going to have the rest of the week off now?
No, there's still spring training games going on.
For them.
No, the Dodgers come back and they play spring training games. I think they play the Angels.
That makes no sense.
Maybe for money, maybe in South
Korea. I think it was just a venture off into Korea.
Of course, it's for money.
That's the only thing I really think of is money.
Yeah, and they do have a big league down there. Baseball's big down there, so
yeah.
Oh yeah,
and Jordan
especially high school baseball.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say.
Jordan Montgomery's still a free agent. JD Martinez is still a free agent, but Blake Snell is heading to the San Francisco Giants. 2-year contract worth $62 million, not the $200 million over 9 years that he wanted.
Oh, you're talking about the one for the
Giants, Blake Snell.
But he was on last year?
I heard he's like the highest paid MLB player.
You mean Shohei Ohtani?
No, Shohei Ohtani's the highest paid.
The one they just signed.
Shane's
a little delayed.
Yeah.
Shane's not the sports guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's like having.
You're not. I did hear about that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
Let's talk about this. All right, Blake Snell, 2 years, what, $32 million?
$62 million.
But yeah, $62 million. So that's what, $31 million a year.
Right.
Yamamoto, 5 runs up in the first inning, for his first MLB regular season game.
In the first
do you really want to pay these pitchers then? Or do you want to prove a point and say we're not paying you guys $100 million?
I mean, you can't really say that about Yamamoto because Kodai Senga had a struggle in his first Major League Baseball game.
Yeah, but the issue is that you're dumping all this money into the players, not knowing what you're going to expect from them for the following season.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well,
especially
look at the injury list for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Gerrit Cole, Shane McClanahan.
Verlander,
Scherzer,
DeGrom,
who's not a Hall of Famer.
Why do you gotta keep bringing that up?
I'm just making a point.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Leave it alone.
But it's true.
If he gets in, then he gets in. If he gets in, he gets in.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
But still, look at it. These top players getting paid, and they're not pitching.
Yeah, and they get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so owners and managers, they don't want it to become a players' league. Yeah, they don't want it to become a players' league where the players have control.
Listen, they've been trying to implement salary cap for a long time, and the MLBPA has said no. It's all about the players getting money, and this is the way for the owners to get back at them, in my opinion.
It is.
I think so too.
We're not going to pay you guys.
Snell was the first. It's the first guy to take that hit.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first example.
Right. He's an example along with everybody else that's in free agency.
Yeah.
Well, I think he has to prove a point now that he should be paid that much money. So see what he does with the Giants.
We'll see.
That's what happens because Otani, the other one, Yamamoto, he's gonna try to cruise on by. Snell's gonna show why he's a 2-time winning Cy Young winner.
Right.
He's gonna show, especially like, oh, you don't want to pay me that much? Okay.
Yeah, it was a key part.
I'm gonna show you why.
And it was a key part in the 2020 season to get the race to the World Series.
Yeah, what happened after that?
They lost.
Exactly.
It is March Madness. Dougie and the boys are doing our own bracket.
Maybe Dougie and the two other boys.
We got David. We got Jimmy. Yeah. We got myself. Jonathan.
John's going to have to screenshot his and send it to us.
Yeah,
that's what he should do. Right. Just keep, he's got to keep track of his. And how many
any losses
has.
Yet?
Yeah, BYU.
Must be the upset.
I got them too.
No, you had BYU.
No, in our bracket, but the one in my
our bracket, Doug.
But the one with my other coworkers.
All right, fuck the other coworkers.
At the pizza place.
All right, screw the coworker. We're talking about our bracket.
And I'm in first and second with those. So.
Yeah, in our bracket,
we're talking about the prize.
I think later on I'm going to be kind of screwed because I kind of went with upsets, but hey, we'll see. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. So did I. I went a couple
Are
upsets,
Are we going
too.
With a prize for this?
We could. It has to be more discussed about it.
Well, Jonathan's not in it, so it's like...
If he has his picks, he's
He has his picks, though.
Yeah, he's got to keep track of it.
Yeah, you got to keep track of that, John.
We still have to be compensated, Doug, for the other
stuff. I've been telling Dave, when do you want to go? And he said... I have a lot of stuff to do these next 2 months.
Well, yeah, because he's going to be gone. Dave, when are you leaving? Next month, right?
Yeah, I leave first week of April.
Yeah, so I believe we could do it. We could do it soon before he leaves.
Where are you going?
Just go on vacation or the wedding, right?
No.
Oh, that's the following month or in June, you said.
Yeah, I'm going on the kids got spring break, so we're going on vacation.
Nice. To where?
What?
Boston, baby.
You are going Boston.
Must be nice. You don't pay attention to your good friend over there.
No, he didn't tell me he was going to Boston.
He told me. Oh, no, Boston, but he told you he was going on vacation.
Good for you, David. Good for you, David. You guys want to play Immaculate Grid quick?
Must be nice.
I got to look at it.
Let's play that real quick. Let's see how good we are.
All right.
What are we doing? Football, basketball, baseball?
Let's see what we got.
I mean, we're only good at football, but...
We could try
all of us. As a group.
Yeah, as a group, yeah.
Yeah.
Basketball a little bit, too.
What do you guys want to do?
I have to see we're delayed on here, so I have to see it.
Yo, while you pull that up, Doug, have you guys been paying attention to the dunks lately in NBA? Like the post?
Yeah.
Bro, what?
I sent you guys one in the group chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same one I sent, right? Must be nice.
Yeah, that two-man dunk, that was crazy. That's definitely candy.
All right, so we're going to do some baseball.
All right, pull it up.
How do you rank that? One point each?
I know, right? Like, what the fuck?
Baseball, here we go, bro.
Guardians.
All right, this one's easy.
The Guardians.
I'm not going to know any of this.
Because he's now on the Rays. He used to be a Met. Ahmed Rosario.
Mm-hmm. Ahmed. Giants and Guardians.
21 seasons. Did Corey Kluber win 20 games with the Indians?
That I don't know. I mean, you could try it.
Because I know he won a Cy Young. I don't know if he hit 20.
Yeah, he definitely hit 20.
Yeah, he did hit 20. Cleveland and San Fran.
The Sox in L.A. And L.A. plus 6. Didn't we do this one already?
No, I don't know.
6 plus. What's that WAR stand for? I always forget.
Wins above replacement.
I thought we did this one already.
I don't know. You guys got me beat on this.
It sounds familiar because the 6 plus WAR sounds familiar. Oh, you just ended it?
Yeah, I'm not going to. All right. You could do Manny, Kenny Lofton, Bob Fuller, Jack McDowell, AJ Pierzynski, Lance Lynn, Mookie Betts, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens. I had no idea.
Yeah. I think
Let's go to football.
Go to football. We could probably do good there.
We're football guys.
If you guys want to do hockey?
No, bro. Me and John are not going to know this.
You really think they're going to know hockey? Even All Shane right. is bored. Shane, thoughts?
All right. 3,000 passing yards season. Vikings.
Kirk Favre. Cousins, right?
Kirk Cousins or Brett Favre?
Yeah, you can do Cousins.
That should be wrong.
What would it be Bears? Would it be Jay Cutler?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Or Rex Grossman.
I'll just put Cutler there. And it's Seattle. We discussed him already.
Matt Hasselbeck?
Or Russell
Bro, Wilson. Shut the f- Yo,
That was a good one. That was
a good one, bro.
I think he did.
All right. Saints and Vikings.
Saints and Vikings.
There is one.
Rams and Vikings.
What do you guys think?
Damn. Rams and Damn. Bears.
Saints and Vikings. Where's Eli Apple at? I don't think he was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'd be Saints. That'd be Minnesota and Saints, I think.
No.
You don't think so?
Saints and Bears.
Oh, you
For Eli Bears? Apple?
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Stupid.
Must be fucking nice.
Rams and Vikings. I don't know.
No, that's going to be Justin Jefferson.
Yo, imagine.
Oh, Jimmy Graham for
three top receivers.
Saints and Bears finish.
Yeah, Saints and Bears and Jimmy Graham. That's a good one.
Shane, if you want, go on your phone.
Yeah.
Look up Seattle Rams players.
What?
Doug, I knew you did this.
And then tell us.
See, you cheated.
No, this is for Shane. I want him to give us one.
Nah.
Seattle. Oh, come on.
Give us one.
Oh, did you put Jimmy Graham in yet? Or am I still waiting?
Saints and Vikings. Patrick Peterson?
Are you talking about the...
Did he play for the Saints?
Is this football or...
Dobbs.
Dobbs didn't play for the Saints.
No, but you can put... No, because he's on the Rams now. No, he's not on the Rams.
No, where is he?
No, where do you go? Where do you go now?
I forgot where he's at.
Vikings, Saints. Who played for the Saints and the Vikings? Oh, Adrian Peterson.
We got Adrian Peterson.
We got...
Yeah, that's a good one.
AP.
We got Geno Smith. Who's he?
For what?
The Seattle Seahawks.
And what team?
He plays for the Seahawks.
Geno Smith. He was a Jets, Giants. And
Wait, is Bobby Wagner on the Rams now?
No, but he did go to the Rams now.
Who did he sign with Bobby Wagner?
Washington, I think. No.
Jared Allen.
Ooh, Carson Wentz. What about him?
Where did he go?
I think he's actually on the Rams. Let me see.
I don't think he played for the Bears in Seattle. Yo, this guy.
Yeah, he actually plays for the Rams, and I'm an Eagles fan, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he was the backup this year.
Yeah, but the Eagles aren't there.
Yeah, that's the team that never wins.
Damn, the Bears and Rams.
Ooh, Jimmy Garoppolo for the Rams.
Yeah, but he only played for the Patriots. And, yo.
Yeah, Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
Porn star Jimmy.
Yo.
What did he say?
Porn star Jimmy. That's his nickname because he was slamming that.
All right, Shane, I need a player.
Of which team?
Seahawks, Saints.
Seahawks. So you need.
So did you put Seahawks players from that played for Seattle, Seahawks, and the New Orleans Saints? Did you put that in? Players that.
I was trying to help you.
Seattle.
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks and the New Orleans Saints. It should pop up as soon as you get to.
I love how we have more viewers because Shane's on.
Yeah, it's me too. I can't see the grid.
Must be nice.
What about Nick Foles? He's been all over.
Nick Foles. Oh, yeah. He's the one who...
I don't know, dude. Why am I blanking on this?
How about Hasselbeck, though? Hasselbeck, I think, played with the Vikings.
Did he play with the Rams or the... No, I don't Hasselbeck.
No, he played with the Seahawks.
Yeah, but he also jumped around, though.
He jumped around a lot.
I know Nick Foles played with the Bears.
I don't think he played with the Rams, though.
No, what? We're just going to put it there.
Nah, he didn't.
Yeah, don't do it.
You never know.
This guy.
You don't know. He's been all over.
Adrian Peterson.
What the fuck?
We got him already.
We got you. Who are you looking up?
For the Seattle and the Saints, like you said.
Seattle and the Saints.
But they only got... Who's Max Unger? I don't know who these guys are. Kevin Williams. Yeah. Jimmy Graham. And I know who Adrian Peterson is. Rufus Porter. Who's that?
Jimmy Graham was on the
I forgot he did play for Seattle in the season.
Yeah, he did.
We got one more. Thank you, Shane. We got Max Unger. Thank you.
Okay.
Jimmy Graham did play for Seattle as well.
I forgot he played for Seattle.
All right, Seattle and Rams.
I don't know.
Oh.
I think it was Bobby Wagner. You could put Bobby Wagner.
Yeah,
he signed with the Rams?
I think he did play for the Rams for 1 year. He played for the Rams for 1 year.
Who's that?
Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, put Bobby.
Yeah, Seattle. I think that's it.
I think he just signed with them.
No, I think he did it 1 year and it came back.
Yeah. Nice,
dude.
No, he came back
last
year.
Must be nice. Who do we miss?
Must be nice.
Cam Akers.
Oh, that's a good one. That's crazy. I forgot he went there.
Allen Robinson.
That's your guy, too.
Oh, we could do Jimmy Graham Price.
We could have? Nah.
Look, it's on there.
I know. That's stupid.
I'm looking. I got a roster right
Wait,
now.
Wait, so we could do double players?
I guess so.
That would be crazy. We could do, no, it should be like just one player only.
Kurt
Warner. We should do.
I don't know. Some of these are
old. Kurt Warner's a good one. I forgot about that.
Who's he? Who's he? I forget who he is.
Kurt Warner?
He played for who?
For both Seattle and
he played. No, he didn't play for Seattle.
I think he did play for
Seattle. Google says so, Doug.
I think he was backup.
I'm gonna say this since we're on football talk.
Remember, he played for
the
Giants too. Remember?
I really think Caleb Williams is not that guy.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that was a stupid move to get rid of Fields. They should have went after. They should have went after Marvin Harrison.
But also the way, though, too, that they just gave up a sixth rounder that could turn to a fourth rounder.
Yeah, they gave Fields up for dogs.
Oh, but the Rams were called the St. Louis Rams.
Yes.
But
yes.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
That's why you're getting confused.
Yeah, he did play there.
I guess this guy is so old. So
yeah, because Kurt Warner played for
Right. He did play for St. Louis.
Arizona.
I'm thinking L.A. the whole time.
He played for the Giants. I guess he played for Seattle, too.
I don't know. There's a few guys. I got the whole list right here.
Thank you, Shane. Look up where Dobbs is at.
Who's Dobbs?
Joshua Dobbs.
He's in Cancun right now.
Yeah, we're all in Cancun.
No, he signed to somebody.
No, he did sign to somebody, but I forgot who.
Who does he play for?
He's under Mike.
Mike Incorp? The founder of Mike Inc?
So we
he
are
plays for the 49ers right now.
That's who he went
that's
to.
That's where he went.
So we are going to take a quick
break. But he went through three teams, I guess this guy did.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah he did.
Drafted by Pittsburgh. They got traded to wherever he got traded to. They got picked up by Minnesota.
But they, he just got drafted to.
He was on Arizona. No, he
just got signed to San Fran.
Okay. He was on Arizona. He was on Minnesota. He was on San Fran.
He got drafted by Pittsburgh. He got drafted by Pittsburgh, then traded to the Cardinals.
So we are going to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, if you guys have like a hot take of the day, bring it up. Shane, you're more than welcome to throw something in there. Yeah, Shane. We'll be right back. All right, we are back on Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Wait, what happened?
Say, role model. I just had shit like going like this. She started laughing a little bit.
All right, so any hot takes? What do we got in there, Shane? Put the mic up.
Yeah, there you go.
If you want to hold it, hold it.
What do you guys want to know? Like
a hot take.
What's
hot,
sports controversial? Hot take.
What's something controversial?
Yeah. Sports.
Rigged games. Are these games rigged or what?
That's not a bad take. I'll give you that one.
Oh, Shane, let me ask you this question.
This is why I don't really watch too much sports, because I feel like some of the games are getting rigged or they're doing it. Or,
yeah. They have a script.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, so I have a question for you, Shane.
What's your question?
All right. So let's say you take like a 30-minute lunch or a 15-minute break. Do you feel like time is slowed down? Because when you're on the floor, it goes by so slow.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're passing a clock every time.
But when you're on lunch, 30 minutes, woo,
you're
time's on by.
But you're not paying attention to that clock.
Because yesterday when I was at lunch.
Yeah, the less you pay attention to time, I guess.
No, but yesterday when I was at lunch, I'm thinking to myself, why even bring this up?
Question.
Dave believes in like this, that the time is like paused.
Mendoza? Or
yeah, Dave tried to bring this up, and I said, Dave, no, time is time. It was created.
Question for you, Doug.
Nice, it was
Doug.
Created, no matter. Time was created by us. You know,
Doug believes... Doug believes that time is sped up when we go on break.
Yeah. You know, Father Time is...
I'm just going to rewind my watch. I got a question for you, Doug.
What's the question? Is it sports related?
No.
What's it?
Is the earth flat?
No,
do
you gotta
think
ask, you gotta
the
ask,
earth is flat?
You got to ask Kyrie that question.
No, Doug, what do you think?
You got to ask Kyrie that question. No, I tried making this argument to Dave yesterday. It's the gravity that holds you up. So it seems like it's flat, but the gravity holds you up. That's what gravity is.
You sure, Doug?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You sure it's not flat? Because when you're on a cruise sometimes.
the water looks like all flat.
Yeah.
You're not doing this.
Doug, you might just fall off the edge.
Hey, Doug. When the asteroid hit the Earth that killed the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, when the asteroid hit the flat Earth, did it like just bounce the Earth and all the dinosaurs fell off?
What are you talking about? This is like Boomer and Carton now.
He said if when the asteroids hit the Earth because the Earth's flat, they just bounced the dinosaurs off the planet.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
No, they died.
No, like
it tilted on its axis. It was like this, and it went like that, and they slid off.
Yeah, so like if I'm like, I gotta find a plate or something like that.
Don't know, that's the food. Shane,
that's cat food. All right, we have a sports hot take.
I've been saying this. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots draft Marvin Harrison Jr. third overall, and wait till Bo Nix falls in their lap.
Okay, but let me ask you this. If they get Bo Nix, do you think he's a starter or you're putting Brissett in there?
You put Brissett in.
Okay.
I figured
that would be the case.
I like Jacoby Brissett. I think he could get the playoffs to 8-9 wins.
Yeah, I don't dislike the pickup, especially with KJ Osborne getting picked up, because KJ showed promise last season.
Yeah, especially Minnesota.
He's a good slot receiver.
If
we get Marvin Harrison Jr., that's another great wide receiver. There's a bunch of quarterbacks this year. You know, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Bo Nix,
Jaden Daniels.
Was it McCarthy?
JJ McCarthy.
So there's so many that
this is a good
the Patriots could literally go for a receiver and probably have a quarterback land in their lap.
And I'm really liking the Patriots offseason so far. I think this is a playoff team. I truly do.
Must be nice.
I do. I always liked Jacoby Brissett, even when he was with the Colts that 1 year. I think they almost made the playoffs with Brissett. I'm being realistic.
They did not go. No, they're not going to the freaking playoffs. They were nowhere near it.
But Jacoby, it's not like Jacoby Brissett's a bad quarterback.
He's a backup, definitely.
Nah, it, I think he'll be Jacoby Brissett will win you games. I don't think he'll win you a Super Bowl, but he'll win you games.
Will he give you over the hump?
No, that's when you have May or you have Mix.
Yeah, then I got it. We'll see, because that it's gonna be a challenge, not challenging. This is gonna be an eye opener season for the Patriots if they could get far, or if they're gonna need to like rebuild in certain areas. It could be either in the players or in even the coaching staff.
They'll be a competitor.
Yeah, but how are you gonna say that? They got a whole new coaching staff.
Yeah,
they're getting new players in.
They go switch out during the season though too. Like they usually a lot of them do during the season.
It's the first season.
Yeah, I don't think Patriots would do that.
Oh no, but they're also in a tough division though too. With
Jets are going to be better. You're going to have Miami.
That's better.
You're going to have Buffalo.
Buffalo. Offensively, they'll still compete. Defensively, to be a little down.
So realistically, on paper, the Patriots are going to be good, but they'll be the last place team.
Dave, your opinion?
Unless Rodgers gets hurt again.
Unless who?
Which is high.
Rodgers gets hurt.
Highly likely.
I think on paper, it's Buffalo, the Jets, Miami, and New England.
What? I
would still put Miami up there. I think they're
even think that. I'm a Jets fan.
I'm going to say this, and I'll say Miami 1, Jets 2, Buffalo 3, and probably New England 4.
You 2? So,
Jets 2?
I say Jets 2.
On paper.
Because Miami has upgraded a lot on their team.
On paper,
because the Bills downgraded a lot.
If Tua could put it together and get it done, we'll see.
So I wish we had John here from Build-A-Pallet. He came up to me yesterday as he was leaving the floor. I'm telling you, Pittsburgh's going to win the Super Bowl. Put money on it.
That's my guy right there. All right.
I'm like, come on. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not winning it. But I may take that bet.
Whatchamacallit? I feel like there's a lot of dynasties that come in the NFL now. Like right now, it's the Chiefs dynasty for 20 years. I feel like it.
You had the Patriots dominate
the Patriots for 20 years.
And once in a while, like you get the different teams, the upset teams.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a cycle. Like each team, like but eventually one of your teams is eventually gonna win. You know,
I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl. They picked up Hollywood Brown, which is going to be a very good, impactful player for them.
But now, is he going to be the one or the two?
He's going to be the one.
Like, for a while, the Steelers were dominating.
I mean, listen, hold on. I hate when they say receiver one or two or three or four. Listen, you're a receiver on that team.
Yeah.
Wide receiver-wise, I think Hollywood would be one.
And
But if you think about it, Travis Kelce's a wide receiver as well. Yeah, he's still tight end position, but he's still a receiver.
I agree. He's still technically at the one, but receiving wise, like just the receivers, he'll be the one.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think he'd be one. He had a bad season last season because nobody threw him the ball.
Well, also because you had Murray out for good 4 or 5. Like 5 or 6 games. But when Murray did come back, that team was winning games. Mm. They were winning games against decent teams.
He also favored Randall Moore.
Yeah.
Randall Moore.
All right.
But if I'll say this, if the Patriots don't pick up Marvin Harrison, Arizona's picking him right up, no problem. If Arizona gets
well, there's that other receiver. I forget his name.
I know which team you're talking about. I just can't think of the name right now.
He ran a 4.2.
My boy knows his name. I can't think of it, but he's supposed to be. What about the from Washington?
The guy who, the kid who ran a 4.2.
I can't think of his goddamn name. You have to look at it. Unless Doug's doing it right now.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But there's definitely a lot of good players coming into this draft.
It's a very good draft this season.
Well, I'll say basketball.
That. Basketball.
Yeah, bracket time.
Are you winning or losing?
Oh, no, we're doing. We're doing the picks.
Oh, we're doing. Oh wait, this is for March Madness or
no? NBA.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna start with
Start Shane.
We're gonna start with Shane.
Yo.
Shane, we're in basketball right now.
All right, who do you have winning, Suns or Mavericks? You just pick a team.
Suns or Mavericks.
Who's the Mavericks play for?
Dallas. And Phoenix Suns.
And then Phoenix Suns. Mavericks.
All right.
Okay, I like that.
Dave, Lakers, Warriors.
Oh,
Lakers.
That'd be a good series. They play again.
Yeah. Jimmy, Sixers, Heat.
Heat.
Jonathan, Bulls, Hawks.
I'm going with the Bulls.
Man, they're playing a lot better this season.
All right. Shane, Lakers, Suns.
Lakers.
All right. Jonathan, Bulls, Sixers.
Sixers.
That's even if Embiid will return too. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't even think the Suns are going to do anything in the playoffs.
We'll see.
All right, round one matchup. Lakers, Thunder, Shane.
Who's the Thunders play for?
Oklahoma City Thunder.
I mean, Thunder.
All right.
Good pick, Shane.
That's a good pick. I'm not going to lie. You made John happy. You made Dave sad.
All right, Jimmy. Celtics, Sixers.
Celtics.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Pelicans, Clippers.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Clippers.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, boys. What happened?
All right. Jonathan, Magic, Knicks.
I'm going to go with the Knicks.
All right. Dave, Kings, Timberwolves.
Ooh. Timberwolves.
Who they play for?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay. Yeah. And who's the Kings play for?
Sacramento.
Okay.
All right.
So Cali.
Pacers, Cavs, Dave.
I'm gonna go Pacers.
Jonathan, Mavericks, Nuggets.
Ooh, that'd be a good series.
Yeah, I think that'll go six games, but I'm gonna go Nuggets.
Six or seven at least.
Yeah.
All right. Heat, Bucks, Jimmy.
Ooh. With Giannis back, I would probably go with the Buccaneers.
This motherfucker with the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
All right. Jonathan, Thunder, Clippers.
Well, that'd be a good series.
Damn. That's man. Why are you doing this to me?
Must be nice.
The two teams that he actually likes together.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with the Clippers.
Wow.
I think experience gets them there.
Yeah, true.
All right, Shane, Timberwolves, Denver.
Denver. Who are the Denvers play? Who is the Denver's team? The
Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets, Colorado.
Oh, okay. I love Colorado, bro. I want to go back there.
All right. Pacers, Bucks, Jimmy.
Pacers, Bucks.
Yo, who the fuck is saying that?
Probably with the Buccaneers. Go with the Minnesota Bucks.
All right, David. Pacers and Celtics, Knicks.
Oh, God.
Celtics it is.
Yeah. Celtics are a good team this year.
All right, conference finals. Shane, Clippers, Nuggets.
Nuggets.
They're back.
I like Denver. I like Denver.
Oh, I like Denver.
I want to go back there so bad.
All right, Jonathan, Bucks, Celtics.
I'm gonna go with the Celtics.
I like that. That'd be a good series. Denver, Celtics.
All right.
Yeah, that would be a very good one. That would be a very good one.
All right, this one will be game by game.
Everybody, so we'll pick one.
So we start with Shane. Nuggets, Celtics.
Nuggets.
Dave, who wins game two?
Celtics.
Jonathan, who wins game three?
Celtics take it on the road.
Jimmy, who wins game four?
Nuggets.
Shane, who wins game five?
Celtics.
Ooh.
Yo, he switched it up.
Jonathan, who wins game six?
Chill, bro. Nuggets at home.
Who wins game seven?
Game seven. It's all up to Dave.
Dave.
The Celtics win it at home. I like that.
I like that too, honestly.
I do too. That's a good bracket.
Yeah.
All right. So before we head out, I want a sports prediction from each and every one of us. It could be anything. We're going to start with Shane.
What?
A sports prediction.
Any sports.
And move up the mic so they hear you.
Any sports prediction?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any sports.
Come on, you're a football guy. Just go football.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're going for.
Probably the I think this year, if the Chiefs go back, I think Joe Burrow, if he's okay and he's going, he's going to be able to take out Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. See? Must be nice.
Right, you're you're a traitor to mankind.
He's the kryptonite.
All right, he's Big Joe Dave, Burrow's what do you got?
All right, I'm going to stay in the football category. I think the Atlanta Falcons make it to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, hot take.
Well, I don't know, because he could be kind of right, because that division's wide open.
Yeah.
That division's wide open, especially adding a good veteran on there.
I think that they're one of the biggest winners in free agency, and I think that they have a chance to make a Super Bowl push.
All right, Jonathan, what do you got?
Do I stick with football?
Your choice.
I'll do basketball. I think Clippers are going to get to the finals this year.
Interesting. All right, I got this. The Tampa Bay Rays. They missed the playoffs. I don't like the offseason they had. A lot of question marks within the lineup and their rotation. So that's my prediction. I don't see the Tampa Bay Rays going anywhere this year. They may surprise people. You never know. All right, Jimmy Drust, what do you got?
If Julius Randle comes back, and it's Hobie. Thank you, John. If they come back, I say they go far in the playoffs. I think that team. Oh, and just for John, if he ever watches this, Pittsburgh Super Bowl, baby. Pittsburgh Super Bowl bound. Mark it down.
Whatever you say, big boy.
You figure to be, big boy.
All right, this has been a great episode of Dougie and the Boys. I seriously can't wait for school to be out, because that means Dave gets to come by. That means Jonathan gets to come by. Jimmy will be there.
Shane once in a while.
Shane once in a while, yeah.
We'll be outside and we'll be heated up, smoking some cigars,
drinking beers,
having a few drinks. We'll
I
be going
you
at it.
Lizzie, bro.
Doug still needs to do his punishment, but freaking!
I told you I'll take you guys out for drinks whenever. We're just waiting for the boys.
Yeah. Well, maybe like it should be like, because now it's March Madness.
I want to get more knowledgeable at sports so I can be part of the boys.
Yeah.
Right. So can you guys help me get there?
Yeah. Well, do your research and we'll be at another hockey game later.
All right. Got you.
So when the hockey game, did Doug actually like talk to you about hockey, or he just annoyed you the entire time?
No, he was cool. I was just watching the game. I saw how they were doing it. I'm like more engaged.
Did he explain the rules or not?
No, you should have seen they scored 2 goals in 16 seconds. Tell everyone how you react.
Yo, I was like, what? They scored as soon as they dropped the puck. The Devils just scored as soon as they dropped the puck for the next thing. They scored again. I was like, what, huh? This is never, I've never seen something like that before.
Yeah, you're rarely going to see that in hockey.
You
rarely see that opening score. Usually takes like a good like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, and I love how they're like checking each other and stuff. It's a little rough and it's a bit intense, so I'm like a little engaged to it.
Yeah,
you want the violence.
Yeah.
All right, so as always.
I see why people like it. I was like.
Violence, blood, maim, sinew.
So as always, we have myself, Dougie Saravo. We have Jimmy Drust. Jonathan Ramirez.
I can't even see what's going on.
And Big Dave.
Must be nice.
As always, this is Dougie and the Boys. Shout out to Nicole and Dave.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.